Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Avi Mori Nima Rasi Sheyuchyu. And Lili Nishmas Maris Hester Bas Reb Shmuel. And it is based on the Torah of Mori Barabi, or Rabbi Gon Riyak Dov and Hamik Shlita. It says in the Torah in Parashas Lech Lecha, Beyotze Yotze Achutze Beyom Rebet No Shemayim Osfora Kochav Mim Tucha Litzbar Osam Beyom Elo Koye Zarecha. Shem says, Shem takes him outside, he says, look at the sky, count the stars, if you can count them, so are they going to be the number of your seed. Very, very greatly multiplied. Behem in Bashem, he believed in God, Be'achshuel lo tzedakah, and he considered it as tzedakah, he believed. I am God who took you out of Urkazim to give you this land to inherit it. And then he says, Hashem Elokim b'meida ki Roshena, how do I know that I'm going to inherit it? So he says, call the Eg Meshuleshes, Ve'ez Meshuleshes, Ve'am Meshuleshes, take these animals, Ve'sor Ve'gozol, etc. We know the parasha, Ve'yomer Lavram, Yudot Tedek Yezer, Chaber Tzolahem, Ve'vdum, and Ve'vdum, and Ve'vdum, Shana. He says, Tavram, you should know that you're going to be a stranger, your children are going to be strangers in a land that's not theirs, they're going to serve. And they're going to serve, and they're going to afflict them 400 years, and the nation that they serve, Dan Anochi, I'm going to judge, and then afterwards they're going to go out for a Chush Gadol. They're going to go out with great bounty. It says, Vehem in Bashem, Rashi, he didn't ask him for a sign about the great seed he's going to have. But when it comes to inheriting the land, he asked for a sign. And he said, he wasn't saying, give me a sign. He was saying, what's going to be their schus? And Hashem says, b'schus ha-korbanos. Don Anochi, I'm going to judge this nation. How's he going to judge them? With Eser Makas. Baruchush Gadol v'momen Gadol, with a lot of money. You're going to leave Mitzrayim with a lot of money. As it says, Vayinatzlu as Mitzrayim. So when we're in the Dharma, the Flam Bezim and Aleph, Zimmer, Rehoboam, Rav Elazar, Ne'manen, Ashav, Ravinim, and Ishtab, Yubanim, and Mitzrayim, Asayim, V'Eser Shanim, V'nei Sha'os, and Agariya, V'tamid, Echachamim. Why was Avraham Avinu punished and his children were enslaved in Mitzrayim 210 years because he took Talmid Chachamim and he made them into soldiers. Shenemer Vayarek es Chanicha Bilidei Beiso. He was waging the war, he took his pupils and he made them into warriors. Shmuel says, B'nei Shehifriz Amidosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Rashi says, he asked Higdil, Hifriz means Higdil. He went too far to ask on the midos of Hashem. He said, Bameida. What was he asking for? HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises you something. So what are you asking for? Bameida. What are you saying? Bameida. How am I going to know I'm going to inherit the land? So he went too far, and for that, the Avraham Avinu was punished that his kids were enslaved in Egypt. Rabbi Yochanan says, because Shehifrish b'nei Adam elekanes tachas kanfei Hashchina, as it says, Tein li ha-nefesh v'arachush kachlach. It says, he should have taken, he says, give me the nefesh, and you take the rachush. The king of stone speaking. He wants the nefesh. He tells Avram to take the rechush. But Avram shouldn't have agreed. Avram should have taken the nefesh. And been megayer them, Rashi says. The Rush says, V'pnei manen ashab ravinu mishtad bubanav afapisha avera sonash mefureshes alamar b'me'eda v'kol mokom avera zuha en nishaso lios nofel b'me'eda. Even though the punishment for the Aveira is explicit, it's because he said Bame'eda. Nevertheless, this Aveira punished him that he should fall in Bame'eda. That's what the Rush says. Very hard to understand this Rush. What does it mean? Sha'aveira sa'onesh mefuresh sa'alom b'me'eda. Adrav, it's only according to Shmuel. Shmuel says that the onesh was because he said b'me'eda. So what compelled the Rush to say that Rebbe Lazar and Rebbe Yochanan agree to Shmuel that it's because of b'me'eda? And the question is, what sin did he do that he was punished for that caused him to say Bame'eda? But everybody agrees that the problem was the Bame'eda. How does the Rush know that? So asked the Maharsha, B'nei Mayna and Shafram, Kasa B'Rashapi Shaver Sonash B'Farash Shalom B'Me'eda. Ve'ein Zem Muchrach, says the Maharsha. So it's not necessarily so that Bame'eda was an Aveira. He wasn't saying, I don't believe you. He was saying, what's going to be their merit? And that's how all the other Amoraim hold or argue with Shmuel. Perish l'perusha. That Rashi here writes ala Torah that there's a second perish. Like we saw in Rashi. Based on the sugyas and Tainus and Megillah, so who says that it's because of Bame'eda? That's Shmuel's opinion. Why does the Rush assume it's everybody's opinion? Bame'eda could just as easily be understood as being asked. Avram Avinu was asking, and what's chus? But he wasn't korei tiger. He wasn't questioning God. And on the Sugya, the Gemara itself, there's a kasha. Why don't we find anywhere else that Shibin Mitzrayim was because of the sins of Avraham Avinu? And all the Sugyas and Psachim and Sultan, Shibin Gul and Gulas Mitzrayim, we don't find any mention of this. Only in Maseches Nedarim, we're talking about Bris Milah of Avraham. So Agav the Bris Milah, we start talking about that the punishment was of Mitzrayim was because of Avraham Avinu. Why isn't it mentioned anywhere else? Also in the Gemara Brachas and Daftes. Says Daver Naba Oznei Am, and they should ask from the Mitzrim Klei Kesef and Klei Zav. Naz Lashon Bakasha, the Gemara says, because God was saying to Moshe, please, I'm making a Bakasha. Ask from the Mitzrim Klei Kesef and Klei Zav, so that Avram Avinu doesn't say that Vavadum Veinu Osam Kiyem Bam. Achrechein Beruchuz Yitzir Beruchuz Gadol Kiyem Bam. I don't want Avram Avinu to say that there was slavery, but there was no Rechush Gadol. So therefore, make sure to go to ask for the Rechush Gadol. Please ask for Klei Kesef and Klei Zav. So this is difficult to understand. Why are we worried, Mayomer Osot Tzadik, if the whole Shibud is because of his sin? And now we're worried what he's going to say. The Shibud is because of him. Now we're worried he's going to have tainas that didn't end up the way he wanted it to. It's really not mashman the sugya and brachas that Shibud Mitzrayim is because of a sin at all. That the way the world is that you have to go through difficult times to get to Emunah. So it's not any sin. That's life. It says earlier in the Gemara, three things in Brachas Daf Hei, three matanas HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to the Jewish people: Ayidei Yisurim, Torah, Yisrael, and Olam Haba. So you have to be over Yisurim to get the Torah, to get Eretz Yisrael. So Olam Haba, so the Jewish people also, they were going to be Makabal the Torah, they needed Yisurim. They were going to Eretz Yisrael, they needed Yisurim. There's no sin here, there's no punishment. And therefore Hashem said, listen, I don't want Avraham Avinu to be upset that he's not getting the Rechush Gadol. But not that it was a sin of Avraham Avinu. So on Nedarim, it sounds like there was a sin of Avraham Avinu. That's why I went to Mitzrayim. In Brachas, it's Mashma. We were just there to get the Rechush Gadol, to get the Torah, to get the good stuff. Also, we have a Brice in Agadah Shel Pesach. We can also ask. It says, Baruch Shomer after Chasal Yisrael, Baruch Hu, Shekadosh Baruch Hu, Chishivas HaKetz. Last is Kamo Shomer, Lavram Ravina, Brisbane Absar. Shenamar Vayomar Lavram Yadot Teda Kigeri Azar Char Beretzel Lan Badum in Osam Rameo Shana. Vegamas Avogoy Asher Yavodu Dan Anoche Vachrechen Yetzir Bechush Gadol. Vehi Shalom Del Avosein Ovelanu. Shalom Echad Bil Varamad Lachaloseinu Vakadosh Be'el Shev Echolder Vodarim Leinu Lachaloseinu. Vakadosh Baruch Hu Matzileinu Miyadam. Tseu Lamad. Ma Bikesh Lovin Arami Lassus Liakob Avinu. Shepar Lo Gozer Alal Ascharim. The love and bikesh lakor is hakol shenem arami overavi v'er mitzrayma v'yagor shem v'seimat v'yishem l'goy gadol atzum v'rav. So the whole mashmos, the Baal HaGadol, is that the bris van apsarim was a chesed, is a haftacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Jewish people. And this haftacha stood for us, begulas mitzrayim u'chol adaros, we're always in danger. And this brain of sorrow is haftacha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chishev v'saketz. He figured everything out, he calculated everything. Like he told Avraham Avinu to bris ben apsarim, that you're going to be there for 400 years, but I'm going to judge them, and don't worry, you're going to leave Rechush Gadol, it's going to be great, and v'hishal nalav aseinu v'lanu, in all generations we have this haftacha, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to take care of us. So it seems like this great thing, Kadosh Baruch Hu has all planned out for us. It's hard to understand. This is just because of a sin? So which one is it? Is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this whole galus ultimately to give us great things? That's what the Haggadah sounds like. The Gemara Nedarim is clear that it's because of his sin. And Yadoa Teda Kigeri Ezar Echa is not a haftacha that things are going to be great, but rather it's an onish. And instead of giving us Eretz Yisrael with music and parties, instead we're going to suffer to get Eretz Yisrael for hundreds of years. So is it, like the Gemara in the Darim says, an onesh, or is it a great reward? It's a beautiful mahalach to get Eretz Yisrael. You have to have some Yisurim first, but God's going to be with us the whole way. That's what the Haggadah sounds like. It's Pashtus in the Gemara in Brachas. And if you look in the Pesukim according to Shmuel, so it seems that the way Shmuel is reading the Pesukim, first we're supposed to get Eretz Yisrael smooth, clean, no problem. And then Avraham Avinu says, Bameida. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Kiviyachol with anger, and he says, all right, now you're going to have to go to Mitzrayim. And the way the Haggadah sounds is like, no, this is great. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev V'Saketz. Everything's all going to come together. It's all part of the master plan. Chavonim also ask if the Baal HaGadol wants to bring a raya, Shevachol Dor V'Dor Mleinu L'Chaloseinu. Why don't you bring a raya from Chol Dor V'Dor? Why do you have to go back to the Lav and Arami, which was before Gulas Mitzrayim? We want to prove that B'Chol Dor V'Dor, and then we go back to Lavan. And the pasuk of Arami Oved Avi, the Rishonim already asked Ritva Bar Benel. Why do we bring this Hakdama Ktzara Lav and Arami? Before the parish of Bikurim, that talks about Yitzias Mitzrayim and Yerushas Eretz Yisrael. What does Laban Harami have to do with the parish of Bikurim? So much earlier. So, first we have to see Lashon of the Gemara in Maseches Tainis and Daf Chav Zayin. Says the Gemara in Tainis, Amar Rabbi Yankov Bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amalim Amadus Lom Niskayim Mishamayim Bar Chenem Rabbi Yomar Hashem Elokim Bameida Kiyor Hashem Avram Rabbanu Shalom Shem Yisrael Chotem Lefanecha Atol Salam Kedor Amava Kedor Aflaga. So if not for the Ma'amados and the Karbanos, that they stood by the Karbanos and they also gathered in other places and they said different parashiyos. So if not for those ma'amados, there'd be no shemayim and aretz. As it says, Vayomer Hashem Elokim, how am I going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? Am Ravinu said, Ribono Shalom, maybe the Jewish people are sinning before you, and then you're going to destroy them, like Dora Mabel and Dora Flaga. Then what's going to be? So he said, no, not going to happen. So then he says, Ribono Shalom, how am I going to inherit Eretz Yisrael? And he says, the Karbanos, Chali Eg Meshulesha, Egla Meshulesha, Ve'ez Meshulesha, say their Karbanos, and I'm going to be Mochel them. Similarly in Megillah, if not for the Ma'amados and the Karbanos, Onuskayim Mishamayim Baharetz, Imlo Brisium Malalachus Shemayim Baharetz Lo Samti, Ve'omer Shem Elokim Bameida Ki Roshena, Amar Avram Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribono Shel Olam, Shemachas Shalom Yisrael Chotem Lefanecha, and you're going to do like the Dora Mabla, Dora Flaga. And he said, no. But how do I know? It's Karbanos. And then I'm Ochel them. All you have to do is bring your Karbanos. That's the Ma'amados. The Yisraelim go to the Beis HaMikdash. They stand by the Karbanos. So that's the that's what's going to be the source of their Mechila. Karbanos are going to be Mechaper. So it's Mefurish in these Sugyas, like Rashi Ala Torah, in the second parish, there's no Chisaron in Bamei Eda. He wasn't asking an os. He wasn't mafrizal mitosov. He just wanted to know, and what's chus? What's the eitzah? If not for this eitzah, lo miskayim u'shamayim baretz, the karbanos are going to be mechaper. It emerges then that Shmuel in Adarim is soser these sugyas and tainus and Megillah. So it would seem that the Gemara is being machriya, like the second parish in Rashi ala Torah, that Bameida has no sin. And Shmuel and Adarim is like the first parish of Rashi, which is a das yachid, which is pushed away lahalacha. So the Gemara seems to accept the pashtus and Megillah and Tainus, not like Shmuel. Shmuel's nitcha lahalacha, and Bameida is not a sin. So now we can explain that the Rush understood that after we see that Shmuel is not accepted by the Gemara, by the Talmud Bavli, so therefore the other Amoraim were brought there, Rebbe Elazar and Rebbe Yochanan, are also not accepted. And therefore maybe Shmuel, who's from Bavel, is brought in between two Amoraim from Eretz Yisrael, to show that the whole Mahalach of Shibud Mitzrayim as coming the Torah's Onesh is from Yerushalmi, but the Talmud Bavli is not it's from the Chachmei Talmud Yerushalmi, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yochanan, but not Chachmei Talmud Bavli, because Talmud Bavli isn't Machriya like that. Talmud Bavli holds that it's not wasn't a sin. And then the Rush understood that Be'emes, we have no raya in explaining the Torah to say that there's a gzeirah and onesh, except for one nekuda of shivyan halashonos, of similar lashonos. Avram asked Bameida, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Yadoa Teida. So this whole give and take has a mashmos of somebody is toveya something that he doesn't deserve, and the one he's being toveya from answers him that because of that I'm going to give you something that you're not going to like. And that's the Adoa Teda. If you're toveya yediyah, that's not ru'uya, you're trying to know something that's not fitting, I'm going to be gozer a yediyah that has tsar v'yagon. It's mashma to the rush that the whole machlokas between the sugi and the darim against the sugis and the sechas tainis and megillah is in one nekuda. In other words, they're arguing about the two perushim and Rashi. The sugi and the darim holds that the question of Bamei Eda is asking for a sign on the promise of Eretz Yisrael, and on such a question he's roi leonish because there's a chisar and a moon. He's not relying on the avtach of a kodesh baruch hu without an os and a mofes, and the sugis and the sechas tainis and megillah are holding that the question of Bamei Eda is a She'ela Re'uya B'nogea L'Kiyum Ha'uma. That's a good question. We want to know how, what's going to be our Tzchus. Ochisar Nemuna. We want to know what we're going to, what type of Tzchus we have, and Hashem answered the Karbanos. And Hashem said, Yadoa Teida, it's like a Nevuah. How are you going to get Eretz Yisrael? How are you going to be Zoche? Hashem's going to take care of you. The world's going to exist. Skaim u'shamayim ba'aretz. You're going to be Zoche to Eretz Yisrael. All the great stuff is going to come with the Karbanos. That's what's going to give you, like Rashi says, HaKalomar Karbanos Yechapro Aleim, Rashi says in Megillah. Rashi and Tainus Vani Mochala Kolavonasayim. So I'm not going to destroy, I'm not going to do like Dora Mabel and Dora Flaga. Because they're going to bring Karbanas. Avraham Avinu was worried about their sin. Hashem said, don't worry about it, they have Karbanas to be Mechaper. So the Rush therefore writes, the Kola Deos Sha'averas Ha'onesh Mefureshes Al Omer Bameida. The real punishment was because of the Bameida. Because the whole, our whole raya to be Mechadish, that there's a chait of Avram Avinu and a gzer of Onesh, is because the Lashon of Yadoa Teda, which is answered with, which is an answer to Bameida. So it must be that even Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan, who bring other sins, what they want to say is that those sins brought him to say Bamei Eda, because the whole, the Yadoa Teda is connected to the Bamei Eda. So it must be that everybody agrees that the fundamental sin is Bamei Eda. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan were just telling us what brought them, what brought Avraham Avinu to the sin of Bamei Eda. Either Anagaya B'Tamir Chachamim. We saw one explanation. Or because he should have taken the nefesh, he didn't take them to be megayer them. But everybody's holding in the sugi nedarim, and this is not the achor of the Talmud Bavli, like we saw in other places. But everybody in nedarim holds against the other sugyas that it's because he said bameida. That's the fundamental sin. The question is, according to the other amoraim, what brought him to that sin? But everybody holds it's because of bameida, because you see in the answer of Hashem of Yadoa Teda. This explains the Rush beautifully. The Rush had his raya from the Lashon HaPasuk. How does the Rush know that everybody agrees? Even the other Amoraim agree? Because of the Lashon HaPasuk. So the lashon of the pasuk is Bamei Ziyadoa Teida. So everybody in the Darim is coming from there. That he shouldn't have said Bameida, there's a chisar and amuna. And you see that because of the answer of Yadoa Teida. So that's how the Rush knew that everybody, all the Amoraim there, were holding that there was they're holding that there's a sin involved. So the sin has to include Bameida because of the Yadoa Teida. But what about the Nusach of the Baal Haggad to Shel Pesach? That's the Fiachwas at Talmud Bavli. There's not an onish at all. It's a Mahalach Shel Yisurim. Ultimately, they're going to get a Matana. There's no Gzer and onish of Bein Absarim. It's a Bris. It's a Haftacha. It's a Chesed. It's a Hatava. So that's the Yisod of the whole Nusach of that God, that everything's going to be great. And that's also Das Rabbi Yanai in Maseches Brachas. That there's a concern, Begulas Mitzrayim. Shel Yomar Oso Tzadik. You know, Avraham Avinu, he didn't sin. So we want to make sure that when we leave, that he gets just rewards. They shouldn't say, hey, how come we didn't leave Ruchush Gadol? They had their Yisurim, now they get a Ruchush Gadol. He didn't sin. So therefore we're concerned with what Oso Tzadik is going to say. And that's why the Baal Haggadah brings an example of enemies from Laban Arami. Shebikesh Lakor Sakol, even before the Jewish people went down to Egypt. So this shows us that it's not a punishment. Because even before Shibud Mitzrayim, that's the Matzav HaTivi. That's going to be the natural situation. We're supposed to have enemies, and that's the mahalach of being a Jew. And we always need Yeshuas from Hashem. So it's not a yotzei min haklal. What's going on with Lavan? That's the klal. Because even before the gzeirah of Mitzrayim, we were already suffering from the enemies. And that precedes the Havas Bikurim, because when you, it's connected to Havas Bikurim, you say that at Havas Bikurim, Arami Omiravi, etc., because that's the Mahalach. The Mahalach is that first we suffer, we have Yisurim, and then we get Eretz Yisrael, which is what Bikurim are all about, bringing you the gifts of Eretz Yisrael, the gifts of the fruits from Eretz Yisrael. Advarim Hayin Flaim, and Emirat Hashem, we will continue our foray into the depths of the sugyas. Emirat Hashem, B'simcha V'tuv Lev of Meirov Kol. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.